Today's daf is Erev in Daf Peches, and we are at the Mishnah, 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Pezayin Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza and Ovadia ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus for Mindel Sarah Bas Miral. She should have a Mazel Tov B'sha Toivo Mitzlachas. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas HaRebetzin Cyril Basra Pinchas Aliyo and Le'ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Ramosha Chaim. Zok the Mishnah. Gizustero Shehi Lemailo Min Hamayim. In the event that there was a house, the house had a porch that extended from one of its walls towards the outside, of course, and it was above Mayim, above a body of water, says the Mishnah. The people that live in this apartment that have access to the porch are not allowed to lower a pail into the water and fill up the pail with water and then bring it up into the Rishus HaYachid. The reason is because the apartment, the Gezustera, has a din of a Rishus HaYachid. The body of water has a din of a Carmelis, and Midrabbanan, you're not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelis, from a Carmelis to a Rishus HaYachid. Elo, however, the fine print, Imkein Asula Mechitza, Gavoya Sarat Fachim. If, however, these people made a Mechitza that was 10 Tfachim tall and 4 by 4 wide, it doesn't matter, says the Mishnah, Bein Milmala, Bein Milmata. If they made this mechitza on top of the porch, or if they made it underneath the porch, obviously attached to it from the bottom, either way, if there's a mechitza, that's going to be okay. What's the concept of the mechitza? We look at the mechitza as if it descends all the way down to the water. So the water that's within the confines of the mechitza is actually considered part of the area that's within the mechitza, which is the Rishus HaYachid. So although ordinarily a yam has a din of a karmelis, so if somebody would take water from a yam, bring it into his apartment, he's carrying from a karmelis to a Rishus HaYachid, but once the water that he's taking is within the mechitza, so it comes out that the water that he's taking actually wasn't coming from a karmelis, it was coming from a Rishus HaYachid. If you do that, it's going to be okay. Now obviously this mechitza is really Toluyin in many different chedushim, because we're saying good achas mechitzas, even though the mechitza doesn't really go all the way to the ground, meaning it's a makoim, shagidi and baikimba, but kal hu sheikilu chachamim b'mayim, as we've seen in the previous dafin, and it's for that reason this, albeit mechudesh tege mechitza, is going to work. Says the Mishnah, v'chein, the same would be true if there were shtege zusteroi, zulamayim yizu, if there were two apartments that were on the side of this wall, that both had gezusterois, that opened up into this area, that hovered over the water. So, if the people that were living in the upper apartment made a mechitza on their gezustera, whether it was on top or whether it was on bottom, so then the halach is shtei masurois, not only will the people that are living on bottom that didn't make the mechitza not be allowed to take water from the yam onto their gezustera, but the people living on top will also not be able to, even though they have a mechitza. So what should be the problem? So the Mishnah says, Achiyarvu. The problem is they have to make a Ruvah Chatzeres. So if the two gezusterois will come together, they'll unite, they'll make a Ruvah Chatzeres, yeah, then it's going to be okay. But in the event that they're not going to make a Ruvah Chatzeres, it's not going to be okay. The truth is, this halacha is a complicated halacha. That's the bad news. The good news is we've gone through it already. This is something that the Gemara discussed earlier in the Perek on Daf Pei Dalet Amid Beis, on Daf Pei Hei Amid Aleph. The Gemara is going to get into it a little bit now, albeit briefly, but the basic concept is that Hocha B'mayaskinon, where the Mechitza itself, the actual Mechitza, those boards, were owned jointly by the members of the two Gezusterois. As a result, the area that's within the confines of the Mechitza via Gudachis Mechitza, we assume is an area that doesn't only belong to the people of the Gezustera that has the Mechitza, but it also belongs to the people of the Gezustera that doesn't have the Mechitza. Meaning, it belongs to two different families, so to speak. If that's the case, in order for either of them to use it, you would have to make an Eruv Chatzeres, because it's a Makom that's Meshutefes. So if two individual Rishuyos have a Sheiches to one area, so that's your classic setup suffer Eruv Chatzeres as a result if they made an Eruv together. So then it will be okay. But if they didn't make an Eruv together, then it's not going to be okay. Zok to Gemara, Masnisin the like Chananya ben Akavya. Our Mishnah is not like Chananya ben Akavya. Who's Chananya ben Akavya of yesterday's Daf fame? The time we learned to the Brayso. So Chananya ben Akavya, Chananya ben Akavya said, Gezut Rosh Eish Badal Ramos, Chaykik Badal Badal Mamali. In the event that you have a gezustro that's over water and you want to take water through a pail from the yam and bring it into the apartment, you can't do it because the yam is a caramelist and you're bringing it into a Rishus HaYachid. So what Chananya ben Akavya say? You don't have to make any mechitza. As long as the gezustro itself is big enough that if you would have made a mechitza, you would have enough to work with to be able to make it, meaning it's dalet ames al dalet ames, or it's 24 tfachim by 24 tfachim, so that you can make a hole in the middle that's dalet al dalet, and then theoretically have four mechitzas, so you now have the dimensions of a Rishus HaYochid, that in and of itself would be okay. The chiddush of Chananya ben Akavya was that the gezustra works even if you didn't make the actual mechitza. As long as you have enough wood to make a mechitza, even if you physically didn't make it, it's still going to be okay. What was the context in which the Gemara brought it in yesterday's daf? On the bottom of daf pevav amibes, the context was, the Gemara was saying that you see from Chananya ben Akavya that not only does he hold kal hu shekilu chachamim v'mayim, but the chachamim went to extreme kulos when it comes to this idea of kal hu shekilu chachamim v'mayim. The extreme kula is obvious. The basic kula is gurachas mechitzas. The extreme kula is that even if you don't have the mechitza, you just have the wood to work with to technically fashion the mechitza, that in and of itself would be okay. But what does that have to do with our Mishnah? Masnis and the like of Chananya ben Akavya. Because if the time of our Mishnah held like Chananya ben Akavya, why did he say Gzustur Shila Ma'ilam Min Amayim? Eim Malam Elam Kein Asol Mechitza Gvayasar Tfach. What do you have to make a mechitza for? As long as the Gzustur is big enough that if you wanted to make a mechitza, you could make a mechitza, that should be okay. From the fact that the Mishnah says you have to make it, that's very, very obvious. It's very clear that the Mishnah is the like Chananya ben Akavya. This Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya was matter. It was only regarding the Yamish al Tveria, the Kinneret. And the reason is because the Yamish al Tveria, the Kinneret, is in the middle of a city, and it's very obvious that it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Abel Bishar Meimois, but by ordinary Meimois, other bodies of water, maybe Rab Chananya ben Akavya would have never said this halacha. What's the Svara? The Svara is, we saw it yesterday, Rashi says on Peizayin Amin Aleph, on the top, it's because why is it also to carry from a Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelist? Really, midda iraisa, there's no problem carrying from Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelist. It's all the Gzeiras Chazal. Always the Gzeir you may come to carry from Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim. So where the Yam on some level resembles a Rishus HaRabim, that's where the Chachamim made this Gzeir. But where the Yam doesn't resemble it at all, they did not. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, when he issued this fantastic kula, that not only Kalu Shekilu Chachamim B'mayim, but a kula al gabe kula, that there's an idea of Chaykik Badalit al Dalit Umimale, you can make believe you have the Mechitza, even if you don't have the mechitza. It was only when there's a really, really small chashash that maybe somebody will confuse this area, this Carmelist, with the Rishus HaRabim. Yamish al Tveria, he felt it was a very, very remote chashash. As a result, he was willing to be mekel. But it doesn't mean in all cases he would be mekel. And again, this is something we saw in yesterday's daf. Tanu Rabban, Gimel Varm Hit Reb Chananya ben Akavya. So on the topic of Reb Chananya ben Akavya, so the Gemara brings a braisa that there were three things Reb Chananya ben Akavya was matter. La Anche Tveria. For the Anche Tveria, which by the way, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Reis Ben Zimmer, the previous Gemara. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Lo hitte Rab Chananya ben Akavya ela biyamish al Tveria. This Braisa is very matin with what Rabbi Yochanan said, because it's clear in the Braisa that these are three things that Rab Chananya ben Akavya was matin, not to the whole world. It's not true for every single body of water. He was matirit for the Anche Tveria. What's the body of water in the Anche Tveria? Of course, it's the Kinneret. And he was referring to the Kinneret. But either way, there were three things that Rab Chananya ben Akavya was matter. The first one is Mamalamayim Gzustra B'Shabbos, the one we just discussed. The second one, V'toymnim Ba'atza. You're allowed to take peiros that are tame, and you're allowed to wrap them in atza. That's a type of straw. It's part of the crop. And you don't have to worry about them becoming tame. We'll see what that means in a second. Umistapkin ba'aluntis. Additionally, on Shabbos, if somebody bathed, so he's allowed to dry himself with a towel. Says the Gemara. What do all these three things mean? That's the sugya that we're learning right now. This idea that even if you don't have the mechitzas, we make believe you have the mechitzas as long as you have the material with which to make the mechitza. We learned in a braisa, and this is a tesefna mesachtes machshirim, because as we're going to see, it deals with halachis of machshirim. So what's the basic concept of machshirim? In order for food to be mekabel tuma, it first has to be hukshal lekabel tuma. How does it become hukshal lekabel tuma? It's wet. It's not enough that it's wet. It has to be wet, and you have to be satisfied with the fact that it's wet. I mean, you wanted it to be wet. So if you have fruit that comes in contact with a sheretz, if the fruit is dry, it's not going to be tamei. If it's wet and you were happy with the fact that the fruit was that you wanted, or you washed it because you wanted to eat it and you wanted to wash it for sanitary purposes, and then afterwards a sheretz falls on it, one of the shmeidah shrotzim that are metame, so that's when it's going to be an issue. So said the braisa, what would be if hishkim lahavi psoilis? A person woke up early in the morning and he went to the field to go take psoilis, this atzai, to take some of his straw. If the reason he went to get it is because it was moist, because there's dew out in the morning, so he wanted a dafka to be wet, so he can now go take his peris and wrap his peris in it. And then the halacha is that the fruit becomes hukshal lekabel toma, so that if later it becomes tamei, the halacha is now it's going to be tamei. But if the reason he went out early in the morning is not because he wanted it wet, meaning why would somebody go out really early, wake up early in the morning? You wake up fatogs. Why? I have to go to the field. I want to go get atza, so I can take my fruit and I can wrap my fruit in this atza. Why would you do it so early in the morning? So the Bryce has said there's two reasons why somebody would do it. The first reason is because in the morning it's wet and he may want it dafka wet. The second reason is maybe shloyevatam emalachta, because this person has a job and during the day he's not going to be able to go. So when could he go? He can go early in the morning. So if the reason he went early in the morning was because he dafka wanted it wet, that means when he now wraps the fruit inside this atza, he wants wet fruit, because he dafka took wet atza to wrap his fruit in. Atza, he wants wet fruit. Now it's hukshal lekabel toma. But if the reason he went early in the morning is not because he wanted wet atza so that now he'll have wet fruit, he went early in the morning because later he's not going to have time to do it, then ain't a b'chiyutan. So now we don't assume that he wants the fruit to be wet. So if it later becomes tamei, we don't assume that it was hukshal lekabel toma, because again, even though it was wet, he has to want it to be wet. So in that case, we don't necessarily assume he wanted it to be wet. So what was Rav Chanan ben Akavya's halacha? He said, "V'stam anshi tferi kemishlo yibatam b'lachta dami." A person that lives in Tveria who wakes up early in the morning and he goes to take atza from the field, men hastam, without knowing any information about this person, we are going to assume that the reason he did it was shelo yevato mimelachtoi. Rashi says why? Because anshei Tveria balu melachon hayu. The people in Tveria, they used to work. They didn't have time during the day, and as a result, if they woke up early in the morning and they did this, so I don't know. Mistapkin ba'aluntis. The third thing Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya said was, is umistapkin ba'aluntis. So what does this mean? So this was something we saw as well in Masechta Shabbos. The time you learn to the price, mistapkin adam aluntis. A person's allowed to dry himself with a towel, manich b'chalayim, and kaliva by the wind of loyim serena l'ul yorin. But he shouldn't give it to the people that operate the bathhouses. Because there's a concern that these people, they were chashud, right? The ul yorin. There are certain demographics that in the times of Chazal were always looked upon as being chashud on different Averis, the infamous Ruchel, who's Mechazer ala Ayaros, and then one of them is the Ulyarim. The people that operated the bathhouses did not have a good reputation. And as a result, Chazal were always worried that they were going to do Averis. In this case, they don't give them a wet towel, because they're going to wring out the water from the towel. They're going to be over there. It's a schita. So Chazal said you shouldn't give it to them. So if you want to dry yourself with a towel, you could do that. But manicha b'chaloin. That's what the Tanakhama says. Reb Shimon says, if you want to take it home, you can take it home. Meaning, the Tanakhama holds you can't take it home. Because Tanakhama was worried that you yourself may end up doing schita. Not the mezid, maybe b'shogeg, but if you're going to walk around with the towel, so you're setting yourself up potentially for a situation. Rav Shimon wasn't worried about it. Amar Rabba bar Afuna, Rabba bar. So either way, so what was this third halacha? Third halacha was the Rav Chananya ben Akavya was matter the people in Tveria to number one, to fill up water from the Kinneret with this gezustera, even though you don't physically have the mechitzas. Additionally, he said, "V'toymnim ba'atza." He said, "Don't worry about using wet atza to do hatmana with your peiros. Why would you be worried? Because maybe now it's going to be hukshal lekabel toma. It won't be hukshal lekabel toma, because we know that the reason you're taking wet atza is because you wake up early in the morning because you have a job later. So it's ain't b'chiyutan." And the third thing he allowed him was like Reb Shimon, "Mistapkin ba'aluntis." He said, "If you want, you can use an aluntis, and you're even allowed to walk with it." Zok de Gemara, Omar Rabba Barafuna, Rabba Rafuna said, this is what it said in the Mishnah, that if you have a gezustera, What's the halacha? Malin heimena b'shabbos. Once you have the mechitza, so he said, that's only true l'malis. So if you want to take water from the yam into your porch, that's something you're allowed to do. You would think you're not allowed to do it, but using the gezustera, kalu shekilu chachamim b'mayim, gedachas mechitzta, that's something you could do. Avalish b'chasa. But what about pouring water out through the mechitza? That's something you're not allowed to do. Now, at first glance, what's the difference? Right? Doesn't matter if you want to go take the water from the yam into your rishos or vice versa. L'chura, what's the problem? It's the same problem. It's the same fundamental issue. You're dealing with haitzah. Haitzah from rishos hayachid to a kabbalist. So if this mechitza is a mechitza, so there's no haitzah not to pour out and not to bring in. If it is, it is. So what would be the difference? So the difference, Rashi says, is mipnei shehanor moylech hashoivchim chutz l'mechitza zagezustera. Because it's only the area that's literally within the four walls of this mechitza that has a din of a rishus hayachid. Anything beyond that is a karmelist. So if you're taking water from that area, you're good. But if you're going to pour water out through that area, use it as a funnel to pour it through, what's going to happen when the water comes to the yam? It's going to spread out. So at that point, it's going to be ready too far. As a result, it's not going to be okay. Zok de gemar. Maska flow, Rav Shizbi. So Rav Shizbi asked the kasha. Now he asked the kasha really from the next Mishnah, which is a completely different sugya. So we'll appreciate Rav Shizbi's kasha a little bit more, hopefully at the end of the day. But his kasha was, what's the difference between this and an uka? The next Mishnah is going to talk about if somebody has wastewater, lives in a chatzar, and he has wastewater. The question is, are you allowed to pour the water out, or you're not allowed to pour the water out? So the Gemara is going to say that in certain situations, the only time you're allowed to pour the water out is if you have a ditch to pour it into. But if you're going to pour it directly into the chatzar, that's something you're not allowed to do. And it's mavur, the Gemara is going to bring a brisa at the end of the daf, that this that you're allowed to pour it into a ditch is true even if the ditch is full. I mean, even though the water is going to overflow and inevitably end up in a rishus harabim, go someplace that it's really not supposed to go. Again, we'll appreciate it more when we learn the second part of the daf. But the point is that it doesn't sound like we're concerned that the water is going to go too far. So Rav Shizbi asked the kasha, what's the difference between this and the uka? Here you're telling me that even though I'm pouring it technically into through a mechitza, good achas mechitza is kalu shekil chamim b'mayim, but I'm worried what happens when it lands. Oh, now it's going to go too far. So how come in this case you're not worried? Why by the uka do we say you could pour the water into the uka? You can't pour it out stam in the chatzir, but in the uka you could, even though the uka may overflow and it's going to end up going far anyways. The Teretz is because I poured it into the uka. So the fact that I poured it into the uka is enough. So how come the fact that I poured it into my good achas mechitzis is not enough as well? So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference, a simple practical difference. Hanu taimi, the hanu loy taimi. The difference is that when you pour water into an uka, you're assuming that even if the water overflows, it's going to end up going into the rishus harab. It's not muchach it's going to go into the rishus harab. It could be the water will be absorbed by the ground. As opposed to if you pour water into the sea is going to take it. It's a different mitzvah. Pouring the wastewater in a chatzar versus pouring water into the yam, they're for sure it's going to go beyond the mechitzas. Therefore, Chazal were worried. Over here, it's not for sure going to go beyond, and therefore they weren't. Ikedahami, some said just the opposite. Don't think that when the Mishnah said that you're allowed to take water with the gzustera, you're only allowed to lamalis. Right, the Mishnah was talking about lamalis. Ein memalin, yam memalin. So said, Rabbi Barafuna, don't think that lamalis is nafka. If you can fill up from the yam, you can pour into the yam as well. I'm Rav Shizbi. So Rav Shizbi now didn't ask Akasha, he brought a raya. It's the same point. But here Rabbi Barafuna is saying fakert. So he's not asking on it, he's supporting him. He's a pshita, hainu uka. Isn't that the halacha of the uka? You see from the uka, it's okay. So the Gemara says the same sort. I would have thought the uka is different because by the uka, it gets absorbed into the ground. Over here, you don't have the svar of it getting absorbed into the ground. Kamash malon, that was the chiddish, that even here, it's going to, bottom line is, the Mishnah is talking about the gezustera, where you have the gudachas mechitza, is kalush akilach chachamim b'mayim, with regards to taking water from the yam and bringing it onto your gezustera. What about in the reverse, what if I want to pour it out? So what comes out, it was two lishonos in Rabbi Barafuna. In the first lishna, Amar Rabbi Barafuna loishonu elo lamalos avalish by chaser. In the second lishna, was just the opposite. Loi teimo lamalos udashari lish by chaser elo lish by chnami shari. Rav Shizbi Shteltzu, the next Mishnah, the sugya of the Uka, which we'll see more about later. The Chen Shtei, Gezustera. So the Mishnah said that if someone has a Gezustera, it hovers over a body of water. You can't simply take water and bring it into the Gezustera.
Why? Because he came from a kamelus to a shusha yachid. What do you have to do? You have to make a mechitza. Masu seems like chenayim and akavya. Who said you don't have to make a mechitza as long as it's big enough that technically you can make a mechitza? But the time of the Mishnah is you have to make a mechitza. And then the Mishnah said another chiddush, a chiddush al gabi chiddush. What would be if there were two gezus derois? One was higher than the other. The one that was higher made a mechitza. The one that was lower did not make a mechitza. The halacha is both are going to be yasser. Unless they make a Ruvi Chatzeres. That's a Chiddush. The one that's on bottom is also, yeah, they have no way of doing it. But why is the one on top going to be Yasser? The Teretz is, they're both going to be Yasser. They would have to make a Ruvi Chatzeres. What was the simple reason for it? Simple reason is because Hacha b'mayaskina, where they both own the mechitza. As a result, that makam that's within the mechitza is considered a makam ha-mishutefes. If it's a makam mishutefes, no one's allowed to take from it. If two different entities have ownership in it, unless they make a Ruvi Chatzeres. So, Amar Rav Huna said, Amar Rav in the name of Rav, Loishan Rav B'smukha. This halach is only true if the two porches were close to each other. Avol b'mufleges, if they were far from each other. Now, what's the definition of mufleges? For tfachim, el yoyne muteres. Then the one on top is going to be muter. If it sounds familiar, it's because the Gemara discussed this in very intense detail on that pei. Hey, and there the Gemara had a whole discussion what pshat and Rav over there is, and here the Gemara summarizes it in one line. V'rav l'taneh, this halach is Rav l'shitaset. Amar Rav, ina d'moyis al-chaveret, derech haver. Because Rav said a person cannot aser somebody else derech haver. If two people both have sheiches to a chatzer, to a bar, to a makam ha-mishutefes, if one of them can only access a derech aver, which is defined as being more than four tfachim away and not being able to just like walk there, so then we say he doesn't have the ability to aser. So when does the gezustra tachtoina aser the gezustra elyoina? That's only if it's within four tfachim. But if it's mufleges, if it's more than four tfachim, being that its access to it would be derech aver, right? Well, how would it use it? It would take its pail and do a zrika, throw it into the gezustra el yoyna, and that's the way it would use it. But that's considered hishtamshus derech aver, and this was Rav l'shitasoi who held ein adam oyser al chaveri derech aver. So it's very geshmak this halacha. Omar Rabba, Omar Rav Chia, Rav Yosef, Omar Rabbi Shai. So some say it was Rav Chia. Rabbi said the name Rav Chia. Rav Yosef also said the name Rabbi Shai. Yesh gazel b'shabes. An interesting halacha. What would be if somebody has a neighbor that owns a chorba? Chorva, says Chorva is this area that's desolate. In Erevin, it's treated very much like a chatzer. And he used to use his friend's Chorva. His friend was never Meicha. He did his own thing. He always used it. He's a gazlan. The Gemara certainly calls him a gazlan. The question is that Chorva considered his as it relates to Shabbos or not? Do we say that being that he always uses the Chorva, it's part of his rishos? So why can't he carry there? Or do we say that no, it's not his rishos, it's his neighbor's rishos? He would have to make a Ruvi Chatzeres. So do we look at it as being his rishos because he always uses it or not? So this is where Bava Kamma meets Erevin. So you have a question where a person is like gazlin on his neighbor's property. So is it become his somehow so that from an Eruvi Chatzeres perspective, he doesn't have to make an Erev or not? So the Gemara says that Rabbi said this in the name of Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Yosef said this in the name of Rabbi Shai. A tremendous cool chiddush. Yesh gezel b'shabbos. That you can be a gazlin by Shabbos. Yesh gezel b'shabbos. The word is a little bit unclear. What does that mean? Yesh gezel, the way Rashi explains it, in the Havamina the Gemara means is that if you stole your neighbor's churva, it worked. Yesh gezel means i'ovid mahani. And as a result, it's considered your property and you wouldn't have to make a Ruvi Chatzeres. And then in the same breath, the churva machzel l'bailam. If you have a churva, as it relates to erevin machzel, you have to give it back, meaning it's not considered yours. I'm going for cash. I'm yesh gezel b'shabes. I'm a kanya. It sounds like it works. V'churva machzel l'bailam. I'm a loikanya. It sounds like it doesn't work. Hachi kamar. Yesh din gezel b'shabes. You have to say, yesh gezel b'shabes doesn't mean what we thought it means in the kasol kadaitach. Rather, what it means is yesh din gezel b'shabes. The laws of gezel apply to Shabbos. Ketzad, in other words, the churva machzel l'bailam. If you take somebody else's churva, you use it during the week, as it relates to Hilchas Erevin, Machzel Abayim, you have to give it back, and if you didn't make a Ruvi Chatzeres, you wouldn't be able to carry there. Amar Rabba, suppose I have to do it our sugya. So Rabba said, I think I have a kasha from our Mishnah. So what did you see from the Mishnah, that if there are two Gezus Terois, one on top, one on bottom, so the one on bottom messes up the one on top, unless they make a Ruvi Chatzeres. What's the kasha? Now if you're going to tell me you can't steal somebody else's Rishos on Shabbos, Amaya Surois, meaning, how could the people on the bottom share the people on top? It's not theirs. Now, we've spoken out so many times. Every time we've seen the case, we said, Hacha b'mayaskina, with the two gezus derois, both own the mechitza. We said it's a Gemara later. This is the Gemara we're about to learn. But in this kashya, the Gemara doesn't know that yet. So, faith the Gemara, I don't say, how the people on the bottom staring, l'chayra, if yesh din get, so bishloim, if ain't din gezel b'shabbos, bishloim, if yesh gezel b'shabbos, like the Gemara thought in the Havamina, a gazlin could stare. Okay, so I use it, so even though I'm not doing it lawfully, but at the end of the day, I stare. But if you're going to tell me yesh din gezel b'shabbos, that Bava Kama does govern the way we look at rishuyos as it relates to eruv v'chatzeros, so faith the Gemara, why is it also? So the question is, then if the people on the bottom made a mechitza, it should also be good. Now here the Gemara is making another dig. The Mishnah said, V'chein shtei gezus teroi, zulu ma'ilu mizu, asu lel yoyna, v'loi asu letachtoina. Then shtei masuris achi yarvi. You know what it sounds like? Only if the people on top made a mechitza, and then the people on bottom also made a mechitza. They each had their own mechitza. It sounds a little bit, or a lot of it, like in that case, everything would be okay. I can use mine, you can use yours. Gosh, is why. If you're telling me that they... people on the bottom have shutfis, they have ownership in the... Gezustero that's on top in that mechitza. So who cares that they have their own mechitza? At the end of the day, it should be a problem. So the Gemara says, "Kivan da asu the tachtoina," being that the people on the bottom made their own. Galui gali daito the anoba hadoch loy nichali. I'm going to use mine. You can use yours. And as a result, you don't have to make a ruve chatzer. Zok the Mishnah vayta chatzer shibchusa me arba amoy. So the Mishnah is going very much me inyan le inyan. Sort of ba'isa inyan, and that is, this next Mishnah is not going to discuss Erevin, per se, but rather, it's going to discuss someone that lives in a house, that opens up into a chatzer, he has water, it's Shabbos, and he wants to dispose of his water. What can he do to dispose of his water? So the theme of the last Mishnayis were where you have two chatzeros that are side by side and there's a bar that's in between them and you want to be able to draw water from the bar on Shabbos. The next Mishnah to talk about was an Anamasa Mayim that was a Veres B'chatzer. Not two chatzeros, but it was one chatzer that had an Anamasa Mayim that went through it where you have to put a mechitza at the entrance, you have to put another mechitza at the exit. Next Mishnah talked about where you have a gezustra. Again, it's Shabbos and you're trying to get water. So we're talking about Shabbos, chatzer, water, that's the common theme. But again, this is a Mishnah that talks about anchei achatzer, they have water, wastewater perhaps, and they want to just dispose of the water. So the Mishnah, if you have a chatzer, where the chatzer was p'chusa mi'arba amois, it's less than 4 amois. Pashtus, it means it's less than dalit al dalit, as we'll see in the Gemara. So it's less than 4 amois by 4 amois. Ein shoivchen b'toicha mayim b'shabbos. So the halacha is, you're not allowed to take water and spill it out into the chatzer on Shabbos, unless elam kein asula uka. Unless there's an uka is a ditch, machsekes sosayim, that is able to hold 2 sa of water, min hanekef ulamata. So these ukas had a hole on top, like a little bit of a drain, so it would have to be able to hold 2 sa beneath the drain. Now, bimbi bachutz, says the Mishnah, it doesn't matter if this uka is outside of the chatzer, in the Rishos HaRabim, Bembi Bifnin, it doesn't matter if the Uka is inside the Chatzar, in the Rishos HaYachid. Ella, the difference is, Shemi Bachutz, if it's going to be outside, Tzarech Likmar, you have to cover it. Mi Bifnin, if it's in the inside, Ain Tzarech Likmar, you don't have to cover it. So, what's the Mishnah saying? You have a Chatzar, the Chatzar is less than Arba Amos. Says the Mishnah, you can't just take water and pour it out. It sounds very much like if it would be 4 amos, you can do whatever you want. The Gemara is going to talk about that. But we were talking specifically about a chatzer, she p'chusa ma'arba amos. So you can't just take water and pour it out. Ein shoivchem b'toicha ma'im b'shamos. What can you do? What's the workaround? You can make an uka. The uka has to be of a certain size. It has to be machzekes sosayin. It could be in the chatzer, it could be out of the chatzer. The difference is if it's in the chatzer, it could be exposed. If it's out of the chatzer, it's going to have to be covered. Now, two things. First of all, why is it so posh you're allowed to just pour water into a chatzah? It sounds like this chatzah was exposed to a Rishos HaRabim. So if it's exposed to a Rishos HaRabim, why aren't you worried that the water is going to go from the chatzah into the Rishos HaRabim? The teretz is, there's no iser to pour something into a Rishos HaYachid, even if it's going to end up going into a Rishos HaRabim. It's not something that's a problem. We're going to see in the Gemara that even though midiraisa, that's 100% true, however, the Rabbanan were machmer, and the Rabbanan said that in the event your kavana is for it to end up in the Rishus HaRabim, even though you didn't violate an Issa Deiraisa, because you didn't physically put, right, how you over Hitzah Mideiraisa? Akira in the Rishus HaYachid, Hanach in the Rishus HaRabim, you didn't do that. Over here, the Akira and Hanach, everything was in the Rishus HaYachid. It gradually went from the Rishus HaYachid and it flowed into the Rishus HaRabim. So on the Deiraisa level, you're fine. You didn't do anything wrong. You zichr weren't over any Issa Deiraisa. What you were over, potentially, would be an Issa Rabbanon. But again, more about that in the Gemara. But for now, we're not dealing with any Issa Deiraisa. That's very important. The second thing is, so what is the workaround? If it's 4 amos, for some reason we're not worried. If it's less than 4 amos, we are worried. What do you need to do? You need to make an uka. The uka could be either in the chatzar or it could be out of the chatzar. Now, in the chatzar, I understand. How could it be out of the chatzar? If it's out of the chatzar, it's in the Rishus HaRab. Right? We're talking about where it opens up into a Rishus HaRab. So if it's out of the chatzar, it opens up into a Rishus HaRab. So aren't you care? That's how it's all 101. You can't take the water, pour it out into the uka in the Rishus HaRab. The teretz is, it's mavur in Rashi, dibra maskol, eloshem bibachutz, tzorech likmar, that you have to say that this uka had the dimensions of a makim p'tor. It wasn't a regular Rosh Hashanah, meaning it's in the Rosh Hashanah, but it was a makim p'tor, meaning it was more than 3 tefachim deep, but it was also only 3 tefachim wide, being that it had a din of a makim p'tor, so there's going to be no iser to go ahead and do that. Why do you have to cover it? So that's already a big discussion. Tosfos Yontif in Mishnayah says, reason you have to cover is very simple, because it looks like a Rosh Hashanah. At the end of the day, it looks like you're doing Haitzah. Even if it's not Haitzah, there's other svaras. But the point is, I mean, you have to cover it anyways. It might be a bar Rosh Hashanah. So if you're going to make a uka, talk about Erevin meeting Bava Kama, right? You might have a bar Rosh Hashanah issue. But either way, just from the Hilchah Shabbos perspective, that's where you'd have to go. But more about this in the Gemara. Another halacha, Rabbi Yaakov says, bib, shahu, kamur, arba amis b'shus harabim. So a bib is a drain, an old-fashioned drain, which was like a ditch inside the ground or on the roof of your house. So this drain, are you allowed to put water into the drain so that it's going to eventually end up in a rishus harabim? So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, sometimes you can. He said, if it's covered 4 amis in the rishus harabim, so where the bib goes to the Rosh Hashanah, the first 4 amas are covered, shoifchen l'toich emayim b'shabes, then it's okay. The Chachamim say, afilu gagoi chatzim mei amas. Even if the roof of the chatz is 100 amas long, lo yishpeich api abib, you never let it pour directly into the bib. We'll see this, more about this in the Gemara. Avo shoifchu l'gag, if you want, you can pour it onto the roof. If v'amayim yardin l'bib, and by itself it ends up in the bib, and then goes to the Rosh Hashanah, that we're not worried about. A chatzir v'achzadro mitztarfen l'arba amas. So it's clear in the Mishnah that a chatzir that's arba amas, or less than arba amas, is a very big difference as it relates to this halacha, right? What was the first halacha in the Mishnah? A chatzah that's less than arba amos, you want to pour water into the chatzah, you have to have an uka, but only if it's less than 4 amos. So the question is, what part of the chatzah counts as the arba amos? It says the Mishnah, the chatzah and the achsadra. Now, achsadra is an area that has 4 poles and a little nice covering where people used to sit out when the weather was nice. This halach is very poshid. It's matim with the Mishnah on Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. Right, remember the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to put an Eruv Chatzeros inside an Achsadra. Why? Because the Achsadra is considered part of the Chatzar. Eruv Chatzeros has to be in the Beis. Shtufim Beis you can put in the Achsadra, because Shtufim Beis Dafka is supposed to be in the Chatzar. But Eruv Chatzeros you're not allowed to put there, because Eruv Chatzeros has to be. So what's the point? The point, you see, the Achsadra is considered part of the house. Oh, if it's considered part of the Chatzar, it's considered part of the Chatzar. Achatzar, Achsadra, Mitzdarf, and Arba Amis. As it comes to defining the Shir of Arba Amis regarding this halacha, they're going to be Mesabchen Shtei Diyutai Zukin Agadzu. If you had 2 balconies or 2 upper floors that were facing each other, and there was a chatzar in between them, some of the people in this chatzar made an uka, and some of the people didn't make an uka. So here you have a chatzar that's less than 4 amis, which requires an uka. There's 2 mishpachas that open up into this area. 1 mishpacha made an uka, the other mishpacha did not make it. So what's the halacha? The ones that made an uka, they can pour their water out. The ones that didn't make the uka are not allowed to pour their water out. So again, the basic halacha of the Mishnah was, if you have a chatzar, it's less than arba amos, you can't just pour water. Unless you make an uka, the uka has to be machzek es hasayim, chiddush, the uka can even be outside, as long as the dimensions of the uka is going to be a makom tor. And again, just a chazah before we start this gemara. In that is, there's no iser to pour water into a chatzar if the water is by itself can end up going to Rishus HaRabim. There's no such iser deiraisa. Because you didn't do an akira in Rishus HaYachid, anach in the Rishus HaRabim. You did akira and anach both in the Rishus HaYachid. It ended up going by itself into the Rishus HaRabim. The whole issue that we're going to be discussing now is an issue on a derabbanan level, But the point is, if the chutz is dalet amis, then whatever the rabbanon concern there was, no worries. If it's less than dalet amis, yes worries. What's the solution? An uka. Zok the gemara. My time. What's going on over here? What's this all about? Amar Rabbi said, because the average person uses 2 sa of water every single day. Okay. If you have a chatzar that's 4 amos, we assume that the owner of the chatzar is going to want to sprinkle about sasayim of water every single day. And the reason he may want to do that is to settle the dust. It gets very dusty in a chatzar. You settle the dust by sprinkling some water. So it's mistaber that a person would want to do that. Pachas midalid, less than dalid, shayfchan. If it's less than 4 amos by 4 amos, we don't assume a person's going to want to do that. Why? Because if it's less than 4 amos, in a royal lazali, Rashi says. It's not chashav. The area is not a makam chashav. So we don't assume that the person is going to want to be mezalif. Therefore, either avad uka, shari, if he made an uka, it's good. An uka that's sosayim, that can now contain the sosayim of water that a person uses every day. Eloy, and if not, aser, it's going to be aser. So number one, we understand where the number of sosayim came from. The Mishnah said the uka has to be machzeka sosay. Why is that machzeka sosay? Because that's the assumed amount of water that a person uses on any given day. We need the uka for Shabbos. On Shabbos, that's the magic number. And as a result, that's why we'd have to be so sayin. What's this svara of dalet amis or not dalet amis? Of dalet amis, it's chashiv. People sprinkle water on a chatzar that's dalet amis to settle the dust. Pachsiv dalet amis is not chashiv. Nobody's sprinkling that type of water. So what does that have to do with anything? So Rashi explains that you have to say the chilek is like this. If we have dalet amis of chatzar, so then we assume that when the person sprinkles water, he's doing it with the kavana, lizalif, the kavana to settle the dust, to make his chatzar very nice. So if he's doing it to make his chatzar very nice, so then we say that even if the water is going to end up going into the Rishus HaRabim, it happened shaloi b'kavana. Being that it happened shaloi b'kavana, we don't have to be concerned with it. Meaning, avadim edei reis, you don't have to be concerned with it. We mentioned that many times. Midrabanan, however, if you had kavana, we would have a problem with it. But if you didn't have kavana or not, so the Rabbanan gave parameters of when we assume that you had kavana for it to end up in the Rishus HaRabim, or maybe if I cared, your kavana wasn't to pour it in the Rishus HaRabim, your kavana was for it to stay in the chatzar. If the chatzar is dalet amis, there's a reason to assume why you would maybe want it in the chatzar. So your kavana was for it to be here. It went there. I don't care. That shalai the kavana on a din derabanan. We're not worried about that. If it's less than dalet amis, nobody settles the dust in less than dalet amis. So what are you doing? You obviously want it to end up in the Rishus HaRabim. And now it looks like you're being mechavetz, even though you're right, you're not being over in this day, right? So, but midrabanan, this is something we're concerned about. This is the first pshat in the Gemara. This is Rabbi's pshat. Reb Zeira said a different reason. He said, dalet amis taimi, pachis mi dalet amis loy taimi. You want the difference between dalet amis and less than dalet amis? He says, if the chatz is dalet amis, we could assume that the water is going to be absorbed by the chatz. The dalet amis chatzar is big enough to absorb the sasayim of water. If it's less than that, it's not big enough to absorb. If that's the case, where you have dalet amis, you poured it into the chatzar, I had in mind that it was going to end up outside the chatzar, I thought it was going to be absorbed. The chatzar is big enough, it ended up in the Rishus HaRabim, shalai b'kavana, this is not real itzah. Anyways, we're not so worried about that. If it was less than dalet amis, so you knew that you didn't have enough space in your chatzar to absorb all this water. So inevitably, this water was going to end up outside. You knew it was going to end up outside, even though you didn't have kavana, but it's deemed you had kavana, like a psikresha type of svara. But the point is, it's an implied kavana. If it's implied kavana, that's why it's going to be a problem. So if 2 svaras, what the methodology is to this number dalet amis. Either dalet amis is chashuv, as a result, we assume that you want to just make your chatzar nice, settle the dust, or dalet amis is a number where it's assumed that it's enough space to absorb the water. Might be now. Is there a difference? I'm going to buy you, arach mekatan, yeah, it's a very obvious difference. The difference is, what would be if you have the squiff footage of dalet al dalet, which is 16 amis, but you don't have it physically dalet by dalet. Let's say it was 2 by 8. As opposed to 4 by 4. If it's al chashivus, chashivus would have to be dalet al dalet. If it's that you have enough land to be able to absorb the water, so it doesn't matter if the land is shaped as a square, if it's shaped as a rectangle. At the end of the day, there's enough land. Zok the Gemara tonight. We learned in our Mishnah chutz v'achsadra mitzarfen l'dalet amis. Chutz and achsadra mitzarif. Bishlam the Rabbi Zera Nicha. The Gemara is assuming that the achsadra wasn't set up as a perfect alignment to the chatzar to be mashlim an area of dalet ad dalet. Meaning, let's assume the chatzar was 2x4. The assumption is not that the achsaja was also 2x4 and it was perfectly aligned to create the square of dalet ad dalet, but rather the achsaja was somewhere tucked away in this chatzar on the side. Rashi says it was somewhere there. So, bishlam, according to Reb Zeira, it doesn't have to be dalet ad dalet. If it was 2x8, it's also fine. You just need the land, and it's very good. Nicha el rabbi kasha. But according to Rabbi, you need it to be chashir. It has to be dalet ad dalet. Reb Zeira, I'll leave it to Rabbi. So Reb Zeira answered the kasha for Rabba. He said, "Bachsadra malach is playing kol chatzar kulo." Yeah, that's the assumption is probably, and that's not what the Mishnah meant. But you can always say that's what the Mishnah meant. So at the end of the day, you can't ask a kasha. Maybe he's talking about where the achsadra is mashlam a perfect square. Toshma chatzar sheim ba dalad amos al dalad amos. Brisa says if you have a chatzar that doesn't have 4 amos by 4 amos, ain't shayif kol teichem mayim b'shabbes. Again, the Brisa very often added a word that just added a lot of insight into the Mishnah. The Mishnah was talking about dalad amos. Right, that's what the Mishnah said. Chatzah she pchusa mi arba amos. What does the Braisa say? Chatzah she ein ba dalet amos al dalet amos. This is mamish shitas rabba. Bishlam of the rabba nicha. Bishlam according to Rabbi, you see, it's not just dalet amos. It's not just 4x4 or 2x8 or however you get there. No, it has to be 4x4. That's very good. El Reb Zeira kasha. But according to Reb Zeira, even 2x8 is good. So why did it say dalet ad dalet? I'm like Reb Zeira. So the Gemara says Reb Zeira is going to tell you hamani rabbanon he. You know the Tana of this Mishnah is? The Tana of this Mishnah is going according to the rabbanon. And masnis Reb Lezer ben Yaakov here. But the Mishnah is going according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Meaning, I agree. My halacha is contradicted by this braisa. However, I hold that this braisa is really the machloike shnuya. This braisa is going according to the Rabbanon. And when I was mefarish the Mishnah, I'll leave it to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So what's this Rabbanon, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov? It's referring to the seifa of the Mishnah. Seifa of the Mishnah. The Reish Mishnah were very similar. It wasn't the same case. Reish is talking where somebody poured water into his chatzar. The seifa of the Mishnah is talking where somebody poured water into a drain. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov's halacha, which is a little tricky, I in the Tosfos Dibra Maskil Bib Shehu Kamer Dalet Amos B'Shus Rabim on Daf Pei Chesem and Aleph. But Tosfos over there discusses Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Shita. But what was the premise of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov that to go ahead and take water and to pour it into the bib is not so pashut? The only time you'd be allowed to do it is if you had Arba Amos B'Shus Rabim. If 4 amos in the Reshus Rabim was covered. 4 amos of this bib in the Rishus Rabban was covered, then you would be allowed to do it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do it. The Chum say no. The Chumim say that this is something that you're never allowed to do. It doesn't matter how long it is, how big it is. This is something that's always going to be an issue. What would be the Svara in the Machloik between Reb Lezer ben Yaakov and the Chachamim? So Reb Zeira said, I think it's Pasha to me, that the Machloik is as follows. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds that there must be some magic to Arba Amos in this context. The magic must be that Arba Amos absorbs the water. So once 4 amos of the Rishus HaRabim are covered, we don't think there's going to be water on the other side of this. So if there's not going to be water on the other side of this, what do we really have to worry about? You worry that the water is going to flow through? I'm not worried the water is going to flow through because there's no problem. Because at the end of the day, it's going to end up being absorbed. So there's a svara that water gets absorbed in this makom of Dalet Amos. The Chachamim held that it doesn't matter if you have 100 amos. At the end of the day, it's still going to be an issue. It sounds like the Chachamim don't subscribe to the Svara that water gets absorbed by Dalet Amos. So let's take that back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah, the ratio of the Mishnah, right? Let's be with the Sefer of the Mishnah. But in the ratio of the Mishnah, we're discussing the Chatzar, and there's a Svara, a chil between a Chatzar that's Dalet Amos or a Chatzar that's less than Dalet Amos. The question is, what's the significance of Dalet Amos? So Reb Zeira said, you know what the significance of Dalet Amos is? Dalet Amos, the water gets absorbed. So if the water gets absorbed, we assume that your kavana was for it to get absorbed, so I don't care if the water ends up going out. Rabbi said a whole different svara. Said Reb Zeira, I acknowledge that even my svara that I said water gets absorbed is not going to work according to everybody. It's only going to work according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. But according to the Rabbanan in the Seif of the Mishnah, you see, he doesn't subscribe to the svara. If he doesn't subscribe to the svara, he's going to have to say a different shot in the ratio of the Mishnah. What's the different shot in the ratio of the Mishnah going to be? It's probably going to be Rabba. Which means there'll be another nafkemina between Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Chachamim. There's going to be another nafkemina, and that is, does it have to be dalet ad dalet? Does it not have to be dalet ad dalet? Meaning, said Reb Zeira, that even though I said it doesn't have to be dalet ad dalet, because I hold it's about square footage, but I'm only saying it according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. It's not going to be oiska halten, according to the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, it will have to be dalet ad dalet. So you're asking me, Akasha, you found the price, so chotze she'im ba dalet amas ad dalet amas, ain't shoifchen l'toichamayim. Oh, this is a riot to Rabbi, it's Akasha and Reb Zeira. And for Reb Zeira, I know there's there's a tan in the world that holds that, it's the Rabbanon. I was only saying my halacha with the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the taka doesn't have to be dollar a dollar. Either way, you can't ask me a kasha from a braisa because I acknowledge the braisa. I just hold that I'm the tan of the braisa is the chachamim. I was saying my halacha with the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So just to put it together for a second, it comes out that when Rabbi Zeru was mefarish the Mishnah, chotzer shi pchusa mi'arba amis, ein shoifchim betoicha mayim b'shabes, what's the svar of dalet amis or less than dalet amis? Who cares? Less than amis, you know, uka, damas, you don't need to go, what's dalet amis have to do with anything? So what was the svar? What did Rabbi Zeru say? Dalet amis, the water's going to get absorbed. If it's going to be pachas ben dalet amis, so then the water's already not going to be absorbed. He was saying it, I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Which Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Of the safe of the Mishnah. What do the two have to do with each other? We just mentioned that. But he was going Aliba to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. But Enochinami had Zera held that the Reisha of the Mishnah wasn't Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, but rather the Reisha of the Mishnah was going according to the Chachamim, so he would have been Mefarish the Mishnah differently. He would have learned the Pshat of the Mishnah like Rabbah, not like he learned it. He would have said that Pshat in the Mishnah of Dalet Amos is good, Dalet Amos is Chashim, and there would have been a Nafkimina Lalocha. You would have needed Dalet Adal. So essentially, Reb Zera decided that the Reisha of the Mishnah should be Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, and that's why he said the Pshat that he said. So the Gemara asks as a follow-up, what was Madchik Reb Zera to learn the Mishnah like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov? Why did he do that? Meaning, why learn the Mishnah like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov and now force yourself to learn that it's Dalet Adal, that it doesn't have to be dalal adal. Mechatesi, shouldn't the Mishnah be the Chachamim? Amar Rav Masisa Kashis. He held the Mishnah was meduyik that way because my yiri the Tani Chatzer she pchusa. Listen, Chatzer she ain't ba dalal amis. Adal amis. He held the Mishnah was meduyik more like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov because the Mishnah says Chatzer she pchusa mi'arba amis. Shouldn't have said that. It should have said Chatzer she ain't ba dalal amis adal amis because it could have the dimensions of a dalal adal. But if it's not dalal adal, it's not going to be okay according to Rabbah. He said from the fact that Mishnah didn't say that. So it sounds like it doesn't have to be dalal al dalet. It just has to have the dimensions of dalal al dalet. That's going to be okay. And if that's the case, the Mishnah must be going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Elav Shmamino, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Yishmamino. Frank the Gemara of Amid the Sefer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Reisha Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. How can you tell me the Reisha Mishnah Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is mentioned in the Mishnah. So you see that up until where Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's name is mentioned in the Mishnah, you would think it's not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So if the Sefer is where Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov comes into the Mishnah, isn't it Mashmah the Reisha is not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? So the Gemara says, no, really, Kula Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the whole Mishnah of Elazar ben Yaakov, Chesura Mechsura, and really we're missing language. If the Chatzah was less than Arba Amis, Ein Shoivchim Mayim B'Shabbos. Oh, Dalet Amis, if it would be Dalet Amis, Shoivchim, then it would be okay, even if it's not Dalet Al Dalet. You know why? Because we're going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Sheh Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, as if we're introducing Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov for the first time, but it's Sheh Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Oim Rebivah, Kamer Dalet Amis, B'Shos Rabin. Shoifchin l'toichoy mayim b'shabes and the Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov that's brought that is l'shitasoy. It's the same shit as Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov aimer bivakomers again. What was the machloikis in the safe of the Mishnah between Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Chachamim? If you have a drain, according to Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, it's not so simple to pour water into the drain. Sometimes yeah, sometimes no. When yeah, if 4 amos worth of the drain in the Rishus Rabbim is covered, that's when it's okay. Otherwise it's not going to be okay. According to the Chachamim, it's much more chamer. Chamod, you're never allowed to put water into a drain. What you could do is you could pour it onto the roof, and from the roof it goes by itself into the drain. That's going to be okay. So, the Gemara masnisin doloike chananya. The Mishnah is not like chananya. The daf began masnisin doloike chananya ben akavya. This is masnisin doloike chananya. The tanya chananya oimer, afilu gag meyamo, lo yishbach. You're not even allowed to pour it onto a roof that's 100 amos until it even gets to the drain. I mean, you can't even go indirect. Because the purpose of the gag, they used to smear it with tar. So it never absorbed. So even though you're, in your mind, wait a minute, I didn't put it into the drain. I put it so far from the drain. Yeah, it's true you put it far from the drain, but eventually it's going to end up in the drain. And as a result, it's going to be a problem. Tana, one more Gemara. What is this halacha? This halacha that we said with regards to the uka and no uka, but that if it's less than dalet amos, the halacha is you're not allowed to pour water into your chatzar unless you have an ukah. That's only true during the summer. But during the winter, you don't have to worry about this halacha. It says, meaning, shayfich, you can pour, shayna, you can pour again. Don't stop, just keep on pouring. You have nothing to worry. My time, what's the reason? Understand, if there's a concern, there there should be a concern. What was the concern? If it's less than Arba Amis, the implication seems to be that you want the water to go into the Rishus HaRabim. So even though you didn't do it in a Deiraisa way because you poured it into your Chatzar and it just went by itself, but at the end of the day, the optics aren't good. It looks like that's what you're trying to do. So that's why it's a problem. So who cares if it's the summer or if it's the winter? Amar Rava said, I'll tell you why. Because Adam Roitza Sheyivlu Mayim Bim Kaima. And Reutz is a little bit of a misnomer. The point is, during the winter, a person doesn't care if his chatzar gets all messy. During the summer, when things are dry, why would you just want to make your chatzar muddy? So if it's 4 amis, yeah, you're sprinkling it to settle the dust. But if it's less than 4 amis, you're not sprinkling it to settle the dust. So why would you do this? So the fact that you're doing this, this must be... because you want it outside. So there's we're implying somehow that you really want the water outside. But during the winter, you don't really care. So maybe you want, it's muddy anyways. It's a little muddier. So as a result, we don't assume necessarily that you really wanted the water to end up outside. And that's why it's not going to be interesting. Abaya. So Abaya said, so if that's the case, meaning if we're going to make assumptions that there's no problem to pour water, even if it's going to end up in the Rishus HaRabim, in the event that you don't care about the water being in your rishos, I mean, even though it's going to end up outside, but if you don't care that it's in your rishos, that's enough of a reason for you to be able to pour the water. What about the safe of the Mishnah? The Adam Reutze Sheyivlu, right? The case where you're pouring water into the gutter, into the bib. So the person has no problem with the water being absorbed in his roof in the gutter, and that's what it's made for. He has no issue. Viktani lo yishpoich. And so the Mishnah said, it's not going to be okay. So why is it not okay over there? If you're telling me a new svara, that being that we're not dealing with real Yitzadei Raisa anyways. So anytime you don't care if the water's here, that's fine. Like during the rainy seasons, you don't care. So with the bib, even in the summer seasons, it should be okay, right? What's the problem? You never care if it gets absorbed there. Amale, so the Gemara says that Rava told Abaya, you know, it's different. Hasam over there, Nechash. He said, meaning in this case, during the rainy season, Chatzer, rainy season, less than Dalai Lama's. So what are you worried about? Imishum Kilka Chatzer is, if the concern is his Chatzer being messed up on the Kalkul, the comments, anyways, all dirty. Imishum Gzeira Shema Yoimru Tsunayr Shal Plaidim Kalech Maya, maybe there would be another reason. Maybe the reason would be a Gzeira. It looks a little like you're doing something bad. Ayin Rashi, what? It looks like you're carrying, whatever, it looks bad. Stam Tsunayr Shalkalkul, this is all during the winter. During the winter, you don't have to worry about that either. Okay, as opposed to the drain. The drain during the summer, it's true, you don't have to worry about kilkul chatzer because it doesn't care about the water being absorbed. But it certainly looks like you're doing work on Shabbos. It looks like maybe you're watering the Rishus HaRabim. That's a problem. And it's for that reason it's going to be an issue. Meaning there's two reasons why it theoretically could be a problem. Both of those reasons don't apply to a chatzer be Moisak Shaman, therefore, even if it's less than Dalai Lama's, you don't have to worry about it. One of the reasons that we said should make it not be a problem in the Chatzit less than Dalai Lama's be Moisak Shaman should apply even to the drain be Moisak Shaman. That's true, one of the reasons. But there's another reason, it's because of the other reason that's a problem. What's the other reason? Shama Yoimru Tsinoirishon Ploinim Mekaleach Mayim. In the winter, that's never a concern. In the summer, it is a concern. And that's why watering the drain in the summer, that's the problem. That's the machloikas. During the winter, if you have an uka that contains sasayim, you can put sasayim. Machzik sa, noisin loisa. Rav Nachman was also mekel, but not as mekel as Rava. Rava said during the winter, you don't have to worry about the whole Mishnah. You don't need ukas during the Mishnah. Rav Nachman said you do need an uka. But there's a kula during the winter. The kula is that during the summer, the uka has to be machzik sasayim. During the winter, it doesn't have to be machzik sasayim. If you want sasayim of water, it has to be machzik sasayim. But it can be smaller as long as you're going to put less water in it. So if it's machzik sa, a sa in and of itself would be okay, as opposed to Omar Rav Nachman Moisak Shama Uka Machzik Sasayim Noisin Lo Sasayim Machzik Sa Noisin Lo Sabi Moisak Hama Machzik Sasayim Noisin Lo Sasayim. But if it's so, if it's only Machzik Sa Ein Noisin Lo Kol Iker, you can't put anything there. Be Moisak Hama Nami Machzik Sa Nesiv Lo Sa. Afraid to Gemara, why? Meaning, if why don't you make a say that be Moisak Hama, if it's Machzik Sa, you should be able to put it. So Gzeir the Maasik Litin Es Sasayim. So Gzeir you may put Sasayim. Iyach Be Moisak Shama Nami Ligzer. During the Moisak Shama, you should also be Gzeir. Hasam over there, my Nechashla. I hear it. Really, you could make a Gzeir, but at the end of the day, the Gemara is going to chaz over the same point. The whole chashash is not such a big chashash from Meisak Shama. Because what are you worried about? Imishum kilkul. You worry that it looks a little like he's watering the Rishus HaRabim. It's not true. I'm a kalkul v'kaima. It's mistaber that when he pours all this extra water into his chatzar, he's just pouring it. He doesn't care because it's all muddy anyway. So he's just pouring a little bit more water. There's no hechruch that he's doing it because he wants it to end up outside. And even shum gzeira, you tell me maybe there's a gzeira problem. Shem yomit tzinoir shal ploini mekalech mayim. Stam tzinoir is mekalchen. If somebody sees water coming out of his chatzer, he's going to think, yeah, it's the rain. It's winter. That's always what's happening. Either way, that's why we're more machmer b'maisachama than we are b'maisachama. So Rav and Rav Nachman saying the same thing. We're more machmer b'maisachama than we are b'maisachama. The question is, what's this kula b'maisachama? According to Rav, the whole halach of the Mishnah, chatzer less than dalan amis needs an ukkah, it's only true by Moisach Hamas, not true by Moisach Shaman. According to Rav Nachman, the halacha is true even by Moisach Shaman. You need an ukkah by Moisach Shaman. The kula is that whereas by Moisach Hamas, the ukkah always has to be machzik sasayim. By Moisach Shaman, even if it's machzik sa, it's good as long as you only use a sa. Why are we more make it by Moisach Shaman? So the Gemara gave all its reasons. Amr Abaya. Abaya is the final opinion, and that is Hilkach. I think afilu kur v'afilu kirayim, that even if you want to use a kur or a kirayim, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Meaning, if be moisak shamim, if you have a uka, doesn't matter how much water you're going to use, it's going to be fine. Exhale. So it got late, very early. So just to end with one hour, we have all this raid sitting on the table for the last few days. So, just one ha'ara, going back, something light, to the Gemara on Daf Pei Vav Amar Alf. Literally a light ha'ara, and then we'll try to make it up on some other day. And that is, the Gemara had discussed Rebbe Mechabed Ashirin, Rabbi Akiva Mechabed Ashir. A Pashub Shat, the Gemara said, is Kedidoresh Rabba Marmori. Rabba Marmori Darshan. The Pasuk says, Yeshef Oilam Lefnei Alikim, Chesed Ve'emes Manyan Tzru. What causes the world to have a Kiyum Lefnei Alikim? It's Chesed Ve'emes. So Rebbe and Rabbi Akiva, they were Mechabed Ashirim. And the reason is because the Ashirim were going like Chesed. And because they gave Chesed, these were the people that kept the world going. At the end of the day, Oilam Chesed Yibane. The world stands on Chesed. And Rebbe felt that the Ashirim, who used to do so much chesed, so he felt that he owed them covet. In fact, we mentioned that the Ein Yaakov on this Gemara has a lot more of Agadata, has a tremendous arichos, and in fact, there's the rest of the story. There's the flip side of it. That even though Rebbe and Rebbe Akiva were Mechabed Ashirim, but the Gemara says that the Chachamim, they looked very down upon the Ashirim and Bavel, because it seems the Ashirim and Bavel used to not give a lot at Tzedakah. And because they didn't give a lot at Tzedakah, since they used to look down on them. But either way, Rebbe and Rebbe Akiva, they were both Mechabed Ashirim, and the Pashup Shnat is, because the Pasuk says, Yeshev Oilam Lefnei Alekim, Chesed Ve'emes, Man Yintzeru. There's a drasha from the Mishnah Lamelech in his classic work, the Prashas Drachim. It's drasha Yud Ches, drasha Chai, where he talks about this Chazal. And he teaches the Chazal very beautifully based on a Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis. Bereishis Bara Elikim, Eis HaShamayim Ve'Eis HaAretz. The first pasuk in the Torah. Zok Deheilige Rashi, Bereishis Bara Elikim, V'loi Nemar Bara Hashem. It doesn't say Bereishis Bara Havaya. It says Bereishis Bara Elikim. Why? Shebetchilo, Ola B'machshava L'vroisa B'midas Adin. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu initially had the machshava, the einfal, to create a world, he wanted to create the world b'midas adin. But he saw that the world wasn't going to have a kim. There was no way the world was going to be able to survive on midas adin. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was, first he created midas rachamim, and then afterwards he combined it, he united it. Elohim Eretz v'Shamayim. Hashem is Midas Arachamim. Elohim is Midas Adim. B'yoy Masoyis Hashem Elohim Eretz v'Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Midas Adin, and he created the world with Midas Arachamim. But in the beginning, in the very beginning, not in the beginning of creation, but in the beginning when it was all of the machshava to create the world, it was all of the machshava to create the world with Midas Adin. And that's why the Torah begins Bereishis Bara Elikim, because Elikim is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's the name that depicts Midas Adin. Hashem Avaya is Midas Harachamim. Elikim is always Midas Adin. Bereishis Bara Elikim, not because the world was created by Midas Adin, it was all of Machshava to create the world by Midas Adin. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Rosh Ein Olam Eskayim. He saw that the world wasn't going to have a kiyum. So what did Hashem do? Hikta Midas Rachamim v'shitafa l'Midas Adin. Said the Mishnah Melech in the Prashas Drachim, a Dover Nifla. He said, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Yeshev Oilam Lifnei Elohim Chesed Ve'emes Manyin Tzeru. Yeshev Oilam. The world can have a Kiyum Lifnei Elohim.
even in the presence of Midas Adin. The world could have a kiyum in the presence of Midas Adin. How could the world have a kiyum in the presence of Midas Adin? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with Midas Adin, but Rosh Ein Olam Eskayim. He saw the world would not have a kiyum in Midas Adin. Yet, Yeshev Olam Lefnei Elikim. You know what the Teretz is? Chesed Ve'emes Manyan Tziru. When a Yid does Chesed, he's Mahapach the Midas Adin, and then the world could have a kiyum even Lefnei Midas Adin. So said the Mishnah Melech in the Prashas Drachim. He says, you want to know the tiefkeit of what Rabbi Bar Mori was saying? He says, you want to know why Rabbi Mechabed Ashirim, Rabbi Akiva Mechabed Ashirim, they had so much covet? Because they understood that all the chesed of these Ashirim were bringing to the world. Because the reality is that Eino Olam Eskayim, it's impossible for the world to have a kiyum when there's Midas Adin. But when it comes to chesed, Yeshev Olam Lefnei Elikim, the world could have a kiyum Lefnei Elikim. When? When it's chesed Ve'emes Manyan Tziru. He says that the truth is, it's a Rashi in this week's parasha. In Parashas Vayera, the pasuk says, when the Malachim came to save Loit and Bimahapach Sedoim, so Vayakumum Yishama Anoshim, Vayash Shkifu al Pnei Sedoim. They looked at Sedoim. Va'avram hoylech imam l'shalchem. Zokte l'girashi. Va'yashkifu al Pnei Sedoim. Kol hashkofa sheben mikro l'ro. Every time you find the word hashkif in the Torah, it's always bad. There's only one example. There's one place where you find the word va'yashkif. The word va'yashkifu, and it means something good. Chutz me hashkifu mimayin kotshachom in Hashemayim. In the beginning of Parashas Kisofi. Why? So Rashi quotes a Shmois Rabba. Shegodol koyach matnes aniyim. Because there's a tremendous koyach in tzedakah. Shehoifech midas harayges l'rachamim. It takes midas adin and it could be mahapach to midas adin. It could turn it into the midas harachamim. So said the Mishlam Melech, that you see there's an idea that Skodol Koyach Matnes Aniyim Shehoifech Midas Aroiges L'Midas Arachamim. That's the Tivkat in Yeshev Oilam Lefnei Elikim Chesed Ve'emes Manyan Tziru. What's the Oimek? The Oimek is that if through Chesed and Emes Yeshev Oilam, the world could have a Kiyum even Lefnei Elikim, even though Elikim is Midas Adin, and even though Bereish is Bar Elikim, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized the world really won't never be able to survive in Midas Adin. But there is a time where it's Shayach HaKim, and that is Yeshev Oilam Lefnei Elikim Chesed Ve'emes Manyan Tziru. And this is, of course, a deeper appreciation of the concept of Kol Merachim Al Abrius, Merachmin Olam Min Hashemayim. So Pashi, you understand, Kol Merachim Al Abrius, Merachmin Olam Min Hashemayim, what it does is it empowers the Midas HaRachim, and that's what it does. But it's even more than that. You know what it does? It takes away the Midas HaRachim. Listen to the Lashon of the Mishnah Lamelech. He says, L'zeh Omer Rabba, Emos HaYeshev Oilom Lefnei Elikim, Bizman SheChesed Ve'emes Manyan Tziru, Shehi HaTzedoka, Shemahafeches Midas HaDin L'Midas HaRachim, Vim Kein, Afilu B'loi Shituf B'Midas HaRachim, Without Midas HaRachim, Yeshev Oilom Lefnei Elikim. Here's the punchline. L'fish Al Yedei HaTzedoka, Ein Kan Din. That's the koyach of tzedakah. The koyach of tzedakah is it vayashkifu, which is always midas adin. Suddenly hashkifu miman kachachem hashemai. It doesn't exist anymore because gadol koyach matnes aniyim. Matnes aniyim tzedakah has such a koyach that shahoyfech midas roigas l'midas harachem. But what's the tiefkeit? The tiefkeit is that there is no midas adin. That's the yisoid. The yisoid is that there is no midas adin. I saw in the Ein Yaakov right here on this gemara, Erevin daf pei vav amar alf. So we mentioned that after the Ein Yaakov brings Rabbi Mechabed Ashi. Rabbi Akiva Mechabed Ashirim. Then there's the rest of the story. Amar Rav Nosan Bar Abba. Amar Rav Atire Bavel. The Gvirim and Bavel Yard Gehenim. And then it says why? Because they didn't give tzedakah. Zokta in Yaakov Kol Merachem Al Abrios Merachem in Olam and Hashemayim. The Chol Shein Merachem Al Abrios Ein Merachem in Olam and Hashemayim. Then it says Kol Merachem Al Abrios Biyodua Shehu Mizari Shel Avram Avinu. The Chol Shein Merachem Al Abrios Biyodua Sheein Mizari Shel Avram Avinu. Says the in Yaakov. What does it mean? If someone's merachem al abriyos, so somehow he connects himself to Avram Avinu. So Avram Avinu did chesed, v'nefesh asha asu b'charon. He was mechazik people in a gashmiyistik sense. He was mekarev people in a ruchniyistik sense. So of course we understand if someone's merachem al abriyos, he's touching on midasay shal Avram Avinu. But the Iyun Yaakov, who was written, of course, by the Shfus Yaakov, chief rabbi of Prague in the early 17th century. So it was written by a kadmoy. So said the Iyun Yaakov, he says, you know what the connection is? It's because we know Avram Avinu, these are the parashiyos of this week. What did Hashem tell Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu wasn't supposed to be able to have children because his mazel was that he wasn't going to have children. But Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzei mi'itztagninu sholcha, Ein mazel Yisrael. Avram Avinu goes down as a person whose mazel dictated that he wasn't going to have naches, he wasn't
What was going to come from Avram Avinu? But yet Avram Avinu and Kibi Yitzchak Yikar Lachazera and Vahaya Zaracha Kafaro Aretz Ukechaylayom Ukechaych Veyashamayim Leroyv, and Avram Avinu was zoicha to the Brisbane Absarim. So think about the change in mazel that Avram Avinu was zoicha to. Avram Avinu went from Vani Hoyla Chariri, right? Who's going to yarshim me? My Eved from Damascus, Eliezer. This is what it's going to come to. And what did it end up being? It ended up being Avram Avinu was zoicha to all the bracha lech lecha. Avram Avinu had this incredible change in his mazel. Said to Iyun Yaakov, "Kol amirachim alabriyos miracham in olav min hashamayim." You want to know to what extent it changes a person's mazel? Kol amirachim alabriyos biyaduishu mizarish ol Avram Avinu. He takes on the DNA of his zayd Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had in his DNA ein mazel liyisrael. That it didn't matter what the mazel was supposed to be. It didn't matter how the stars were aligned. At the end of the day, Avram Avinu was above all of that, and Avram Avinu was able to change anything. And kol amirachim alabriyos, he now attaches himself. He comes a knech, a chelik of Avram Avinu, and he too. He's not going to be affected at all by mal. But that's the point. The point is that kol merachem al abrius merachem al shemayim doesn't just mean he's going to be zoicha to rachmanus. We're literally playing on the highest level. We're altering the science of the world. In the science of the world, this mazel ain't mazel Yisrael. He's biyadua shu mizarish al Avram Avinu. There's a concept of midas hadin. You don't have to worry about midas hadin. You know, just to bring out the point a little bit more. You know, to do with the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that being that it was all about machshava to create the world with midas hadin. So when a Kadosh Baruch has a machshava to do something, it's not like we have a fleeting thought, we have a machshava. So it's frivolous, right? It could be meaningless. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu's machshava. Kadosh Baruch Hu's machshava is real. And if Hashem had a machshava to create the world by midas hadin, that means there's a bria of midas hadin. It's yidua that the Vilna Goyen and the Ramami Panu and the Shlach Kadosh, they all said that's why you find tzaddikim medaktikin aleihem kichut hasayra. Why did the tzaddikim, why did they get judged kichut hasayra? Where does that come from? What's this midah of medaktikin kichut hasayra? So said the Svarim HaKadoshim, it's midas hadin. Because it was all about machshava to create the world by midas hadin. And once it was all about machshava to create the world by midas hadin, so there was a concept of a bria of midas hadin. And that's why you find there are people who were tzaddikim that were judged by midas hadin. The Svarim HaKadoshim say that was pshat Rabbi Akiva. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim and he saw Rabbi Akiva, he said, "Why are you giving the Torah through me? Give the Torah through Rabbi Akiva." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "This is the way I want it to be." So Hashem, Moshe tells Hashem, he says, "I see the Torah of Rabbi Akiva. Can I see the Schar Rabbi Akiva?" So the pasuk says that, I mean, the Gemara says in Masechtas Menachos. So Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the end of Rabbi Akiva. What was the end of Rabbi Akiva? It was the fact that the Romans were torturing him. Akiva was one of the Asar Rugei Malchus. So I'm like, Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zu Torah Vezu Schara, has it add up? I don't say, this is the great Rabbi Akiva. This is how he's going to be rewarded. The great Rabbi Akiva is going to be rewarded by Sarkin es Besorei B'masreikin Shal Barzel. I'm like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what Hashem tell Rabbi Akiva? That would tell Moshe Rabbeinu, Shtoik. Kach olo lefane b'machshava. This was my machshava. This is what I want. This is what it's going to be. So say the Svarim HaKadoshim. What did the Eibishter mean when he said kach olo lefane b'machshava? What he meant to say was that it was olo b'machshava to create the world b'midas hadin. And if it was olo b'machshava to create the world b'midas hadin, so that means it's a bria of midas hadin. And it's for the tzaddikim. Tzaddikim edaktikim kechot asayim. That's where Rabbi Akiva is being punished, kechot asayim. Because Rabbi Akiva is a tzaddik and he's included in the kach olo lefane b'machshava of olo b'machshava to create the world b'midas. Hadin. Parenthetically, I saw a Dover Nifla recently. The Torah Chaim says an unbelievable thing. He says, "What's Pshat? What did Eibishter tell Moshe? Kach olo lefane b'machshava. What do you mean? This is my machshava. This is the way I want it to be. Shtoik. Don't say another word. Kach olo lefane. So we just said the Svarim say it's out olo b'machshava to create the world b'midas hadin. But the Torah Chaim says a Dover Noira. He says we know Rabbi Akiva as he was being tortured to death. Hayy mekabel olav oyel malchus shemayim. I'm related. We always mention the Gemara. Brachas amachal from the base. So Tamidim told him, Rabbeinu, what can Amalohem call your my hoyis? When am I going to have the opportunity to be mekayim this mitzvah? Said the Teres Chaim. What Rabbi Akiva say? Kol yomai hoyisi mitzayir al pasuk ze. Amarti masa yovei liyodi vakaymenu. Rabbi Akiva wanted so badly to die al kiddush. That's what he wanted. Kol yomai hoyisi mitzayir. The Romans thought they were torturing Rabbi Akiva. The joke was on them. It's what he wanted. He waited his whole life for this. So said the Teres Chaim, that's what the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu. You're right. For me to end Rabbi Akiva's life in this way, Sarkin es besari b'masrikoi shal barzel, it's inappropriate. It's unbefitting. B'kach olo lefonei b'machshava. This was Rabbi Akiva's machshava. This is what Rabbi Akiva wanted. This is his machshava. Kol yomei yisi mitztair al posik zeh masa yovei liyodav akaymenu. And if a tzaddik wants something so badly, I'm going to give him what he wants. That was what he told Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the kach ol lefonei b'machshava. The kach ol lefonei b'machshava. Is this what this is what he wants? I'm getting this machshava. Kol yomei yisi mitztair. I shouldn't give it to him. How could I not give this Rabbi Akiva? It's what he wants so badly. But either way, there's an idea of midas hadin, of because it was all about machshava to create the world of midas hadin. There's a mitzias of midas hadin in the world, and the truth is, even in this Rashi that we just mentioned, in Parshas Bereishis, it's very clear. Right? Again, Rashi again. B'tchilo ala b'machshov l'vroisa b'midas hadin. For Rashi, no'ilu miskayim, hikdim midas rachamim, v'shita follow midas hadin. There's two midas. There's midas hadin and there's midas rachamim. There's a shutvis. There's a shitufei mevois between midas hadin and midas rachamim. It's some sort of shituf. That's what it is. But it's not the pshat. It was all about machshav to create the role of midas hadin. Hashem said, you know something? There's no midas hadin. No, it's going to be midas rachamim only. That's not true. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says v'shitafim. That means there is a midah in the world called midas hadin. It exists by tzaddikim. It's all midas hadin. Tzaddikim edaktik in chot asayru. But for the rest of the world, it's a shituf of midas hadin or midas harachamim. So how do you give zechaneitzu a midas hadin? Says the Mishnah Melech. That's this pasuk. Yeshev oylam lefnei alikim. The world really can't stand by midas hadin. There is no kim. But when it's chesed ve'emes manyan tzeru, like the Mishnah Melech says, over then it's afilu b'loy shituf by midas harachamim. Yeshev oylam lefnei alikim. Lefi al shal yedei atztoke in kandin. Either way, this is what Rebbe tapped into. This is Rabbi Akiva, who's all about machshava. This is Rabbi Akiva tapped into. He tapped into this idea that the goyim lechesed, the gevirim, the ashirim, the ones that were doing chesed, they were the ones that were allowing the world to stand. They were the ones that were taking away this midas hadin, and it was for that reason Rebbe mechaber ashirim and Rabbi Akiva mechaber ashirim.